An Austrian court has sentenced a British historian to 3 years in prison for denying the Holocaust. The specific charges against David Irving stem from speeches he gave in Austria 17 years ago. The judge did not accept Irving's argument that he had changed his views. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from London. And Rob, historian David Irving pled guilty to the charges.
He did, yes. He actually arrived in court rather upbeat. He called the law ridiculous, but he said he had no choice but to plead guilty. But once he got inside the court, what happened was he came up against a very, very strict Austrian judge who really didn't allow him any room for maneuver. And he questioned him very, very carefully about his beliefs. And in the end, Irving had to admit, quote, that he made mistakes, saying there were no gas chambers in Auschwitz. And he retracted many of the things that he has widely been reported as believing in denying the Holocaust.
Well, I've seen a picture of him. He carried into court one of his own books, Hitler's War. I mean, he's a longtime denier of the Holocaust. Why did he even go back to Austria if, as it happened, it had an arrest warrant out for him?
Well, that's a very good question. In fact, his partner was interviewed in one of the British newspapers this morning, and she was asked why he went back. And she said, quote, David doesn't take advice from anyone. He thought it was a bit of fun to provoke. So perhaps that gives you a little bit of an insight into David Irving's mind. As you say, this book, Hitler's War, came out in the 1970s. He's been on the scene for a long time and very well known for these very right-wing views. And really now I think a lot of people feel, well, he's got his comeuppance in court in Austria.
Tell us a little about the background to this trial. His views have been aired in court before, haven't they?
That's right. Yes, there was a book published about him by an American professor, Deborah Lipstadt, who is a professor of religion at Emory University, in which she actually called him a denier of the Holocaust. And he sued her for libel in a British court in the year 2000, and he actually lost the case, and it ruined him financially. It also ruined whatever reputation he had. And that's really the main focus that has been on David Irving up until today. Deborah Lipstadt has actually come out and said that she didn't really support yesterday's trial, and she didn't really support imprisoning people for saying things that were controversial.
Well, it's certainly come at a time when there's a lot of focus on freedom of speech and the ability to express oneself. What about him? Does he claim that this is a freedom of speech issue?
He does. He said that in court yesterday. And you're absolutely right. This comes at a very interesting time in Europe. Strangely enough, this might say something about how David Irving is seen. There was nothing much in the newspapers here in Britain this morning. But I think we can be sure that there will be Muslims who think that this is double standards, that he gets prosecuted for denying the Holocaust, but that cartoons can be written about the Prophet Muhammad.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking from London.